Thanks for listening to English Go Podcast. To listen without advertisements or to read episode transcripts, visit englishgo.co.uk for more information.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Sorry this episode is late, and sorry if my voice sounds a bit weird. I have been feeling pretty rough. I've been feeling very ill, to be honest. I don't know what I've had. I've had it since Sunday, and on Tuesday, I felt like I was getting better. It's really weird. And then Wednesday came, and it's like, wow, it's hit me, like, full power. And Tuesday wasn't good either, yesterday. And finally today, in the morning, I'm feeling a bit better. So I'm taking this opportunity to record this podcast episode quickly, in case I start feeling worse again later on during the day. But really, I've just been lying down in bed. I felt that ill throughout much of the day, or just lying down on the sofa, just feeling pretty terrible. And my voice has been much worse than this, so I really could not do a podcast, sorry. I have taken tests, like COVID tests, because I thought, you know, it was so bad. I thought, I wonder if it is COVID, but I've done two of them so far and both of them have been negative. So who knows what it is? Very, very strange. But anyway, it is the last day before Christmas. No, it's not the last day before Christmas. It is the last podcast before Christmas. So I wanted to talk to you about something a little Christmassy, I suppose. I went on a Christmas works function, a Christmas works do, at a Christmas works party recently, and met up with everyone from work. Well, I say recently, it was actually last Friday now. That's how long I've been ill. I've been ill for over a week. It's been crazy. Anyway, where should I get started? I remember when I've talked about stuff like this before, I mentioned the like traveling on the trains and buses and so forth. But that did not happen this year. It could not happen this year because there have been train strikes. And there were some on, there was one train strike on the day I needed to travel down, and there was another train strike on the day I needed to travel back. So I ended up borrowing a car and driving myself there. And by car, it wasn't actually too bad. It takes, by train, it takes about 2 hours and 45 minutes to get into the office, which is just crazy. And by car, it takes about 1 hour and a half, depending on the traffic. So that's not too bad. But anyway, I found a car park that was really close to my company. And it was to leave my car there for 24 hours all night. It only cost £7, which surprised me. I've parked in a car park in Birmingham for like 3 hours, 4 hours, and it's cost £10 or something stupid. So yeah, I was quite happy at those prices. I thought I was going to be paying like £24 or something stupid. So anyway, I arrived just at the right time, just as everyone was about to start doing a Secret Santa. So in case you don't know, Secret Santa is where everybody has to buy a present for someone else, but nobody knows who's buying that present. So we all had an email saying, like, you need to buy a present for this person. And I bought a present, wrapped it up, and then when I entered the office, I put it underneath the Christmas tree in the office. And then somebody at the company started giving all these presents out to people, and we saw what we got. Actually, I didn't get a present then because the person I received a present from hadn't arrived at the company. And because of that, I didn't open my present there. So I've decided to wait until Christmas Day to see what it is. I think it's a book. But yeah, I don't know what book, so I'm excited to see what that is, actually. So after that, we got onto a bus and headed to Oxford. This bus was not a normal bus. It's like a private hire bus, sort of like a minibus, but bigger, if you know what a minibus is. And the seats were facing sideways along the vehicle, and then there were some seats at the back as well. And it was a bit weird because all of the windows were really dark, and there's lots of like disco lights on there and music playing and all that kind of stuff. So it was a party bus, and you could drink alcohol on there, and they provided some like glasses and some kind of, I don't know, maybe like Prosecco or that kind of thing. Not champagne, it wasn't. But yeah, it was quite a fun experience going on there. But I did notice that there weren't any seatbelts anywhere, which I thought was a bit dangerous. I think we were going on the motorway at some point. I couldn't really see out of the windows so well. But, you know, if you're on a motorway, you're doing like 70 miles per hour and no seatbelts. Just felt a bit weird. On the way back, I sat on the back seats, and they did have seatbelts on the back seats, but it was really weird. It was so small that I couldn't get it around my waist. I don't know what it was there for. It's like it was just there for show. You know, it had no purpose. I tried to stretch it as far as it could go. I still couldn't get it over my lap. So, yeah, no seatbelts. Anyway, when we arrived in Manchester, we went to play mini golf. Mini golf? Crazy golf? I guess it's the same thing. So that was indoors, and there was a theme of a junkyard. So like a place where you scrap cars, where old cars go. And it was crazy. There were lots of weird ways that you had to hit your ball and like go through loops and go through old cars. And I remember one of them, you had to go up some stairs and like hit your ball and try and get it to roll down the slide. And then you had to go down the slide yourself to carry on trying to hit your golf ball. Anyway, that was really fun, and I enjoyed that a lot. After that, we went to a restaurant that was very nice, a very nice restaurant. And I had this weird drink, and I can't remember its name. I don't know, I think it was a cocktail or something. I don't normally drink cocktails, but someone ordered this drink, and it was called a Japanese something. And someone had it, and they said, oh, it's very strong. And I thought, yeah, I'll give that a go. I don't know what it is, but I'll try it. And it ended up being a cocktail, and it was okay. I think I would have enjoyed a whiskey more, or gin and tonic or something like that. But yeah, okay, it was all right. The food, however, I really enjoyed. I thought that was very good. I tried to pick all of the Christmas options. So it was a three-course meal, and I wanted to, you know, have a full, like, Christmas experience for the Christmas event, but there wasn't anything Christmassy for the starter, so I ended up choosing tempura battered shrimp, which, you know, that batter is Japanese, so not really traditional Christmas, I don't think, but there wasn't anything else. For the main course and for the pudding, for dessert, I was able to choose something Christmassy. So the main course was a turkey roulette, which is like turkey in a round sort of shape, and it had stuffing cooked along with this turkey, and that was really good. And I had it with some carrots and some roast potatoes and gravy, and some other things that I might be forgetting now, but other vegetables. But yeah, that was really good. I enjoyed that. And then afterwards, I had Christmas pudding, which is another very traditional Christmas pudding, Christmas dessert. And again, that was really good. And it was nice and small, which is really good, actually. I think I ate all of it, which is very rare. Normally, when I go out, I can't eat all of everything. I usually have to leave loads of it because my appetite is so small. But this time, I think I was able to eat everything. Wow. Maybe I'm just really hungry or something, who knows. But yeah, they even got some, probably brandy, and poured it over the Christmas pudding and then set the brandy on fire, which is the traditional way to eat a Christmas pudding in England. Sadly, I think I was one of the few people who actually went for the traditional option. I don't know why, but it seems like it wasn't... Oh yeah, I had sprouts. I just remembered I had sprouts. Not many people like those, I don't think. But yeah, sorry, I was trying to say, it seems like not a lot of people wanted the traditional options for this Christmas meeting that we had. So I think like the most popular thing was a chicken burger. And yeah, that's not Christmassy, is it? And then the Christmas pudding, I think maybe three people, including myself, had a Christmas pudding. I don't know, two or three. So yeah, I thought it would be like the most popular option, since being as it's Christmas. It just seemed like the most appropriate choice. But I suppose maybe some people were thinking like, well, I'm going to have a proper Christmas meal on the 25th of December, so I don't want one now. Who knows? But yeah, anyway, the food there was really good. And the whole event overall, I think it was my favorite like Christmas meeting for this company so far. I think it was the one I've enjoyed the most. Afterwards, we went back to Leamington Spa, back on that party bus, and just played some pool and darts at my company's office. So that was a really nice way to end the night. And then I just left at around, I think it was like 11:30, 12:00, so not too late, and then headed to my hotel and checked in. And yeah, that was it. Woke up the next morning and I went to Wetherspoons pub. That was like about a minute walk away or something, really close. And it was really, really quiet in there. There were about 10 people in there. It's a big, big pub, so it's nice and silent in the mornings. And there's no music on, or, you know, just really quiet, nice environment. I just sat there, had some coffee, had some breakfast, just thinking about things. And maybe feeling like a little, very slightly hungover. But I was very careful. I was very careful not to drink too much, because I had to drive back shortly after that. So, you know, I had to be really careful with that. Anyway, like I said, it was really good and I really enjoyed it. So that is my Christmas meeting, my Christmas works do story. And I hope my voice has not been too weird, but yeah, I'm still not feeling 100%, but hopefully I'll get better before Christmas. I have a couple of days to do that, so let's see how it goes. Until then, I hope you all have a lovely Christmas if you celebrate it, and I look forward to speaking to you after Christmas, when I will probably have some big news to share with you. So until then, Merry Christmas. Bye-bye.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Thanks for listening until the very end of the show. If you've enjoyed this episode, please give my podcast a rating, or if you have the time, write a review. It's a really nice way of letting me know you enjoy these episodes and encourages me to make more of them for you. Thanks very much and have a lovely day.